Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, our person who usually introduces us is gone.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What do we do?
We're...
It's on you. You're on that side.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Who are we, guys?
So, Lost Aspect, episode 5.
Yes, we agreed on 5.
Yeah. Casey does that a lot better than we do.
Yeah, we're missing a couple people today. So, I'm Danielle, and I play Minions.
I'm Jackie, and I play Pokemon.
I'm Amanda, and I'm, Destiny.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on in my life right now.
Are you going to catch the Rhinodon?
The right? No, 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 god damn it. I want something good on my team. I want something good on my team, Andy, and we're going to talk about Score and Salt later, actually.
No, I want to play Scorn, and I want to call out all their names as I play them. Like, Rhydon.
Don't you know they just didn't know what the Pokemon was called? It was like, isn't it? It's Rhydon, right?
I was thinking
right?
that at first,
like,
too. Yeah.
Well, what are you talking about?
The Scorn people, they call him Rhydon. So.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a really cool model.
Yeah.
He's Isn't cool. that like the standard for some stuff? Like, it's a really cool model. Never going to see the table.
Archangel. I suppose even the Archangel sees.
It's gotten
Zapdos.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
It is very pretty.
I think it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Oh, it's going to look great.
On a shelf.
Yeah.
Next to the Archangel.
Yeah, exactly.
does Privateer Press hate birds? Is that it? Or winged creatures? Because you've got the Archangel. You've got Zapdos.
Yep.
The Griffins used to be terrible. I mean, I guess you had the Quicken Chicken, but that was really about it.
Maybe it is just anti-birds.
Maybe they just don't like birds.
I don't know. Well, birds, because, I mean
birds are
the,
assholes.
Like...
That's an objective fact. Birds are assholes. Yeah, I know. Because I have a bird, and she's an asshole.
I'm trying to think of the one, the Legion model with the armor
Angelius? It's Angelius.
Yeah.
With the three sets of wings.
Really good.
That's true.
So maybe it's just they hate big birds.
Maybe. Oh, they have Sesame Street issues. Okay.
Someone paint the Zapdos yellow. Oh, shoot.
I'm feeling it's going to be a lot of quiet giggles today.
So, yeah.
Or a little. Jokes.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What do we have for announcements?
Good.
I was going to say, in 5 weeks, it's War Machine weekend.
Is it 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's... I didn't realize it was that. I suppose it's October. Happy October, guys.
Happy second day of Halloween.
Yeah. Happy no longer summer.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I am really liking this cold weather.
I like the cold, yeah.
Ready for fall.
I'm obviously plaid. In a sweater. Like, I'm content. This is great.
Meanwhile, I'm still wearing my flip-flops around, but I do that in winter too, I guess. So.
As soon as it was like Monday this past week, it was like I was wearing flip-flops every day to work, and now I'm wearing boots every day to work.
What a
great day.
That's the only thing I'm sad about is that my sandals had to go away, because they're so convenient just to slip right on and go, and now it's like, don't want cold feet.
Yeah, no, I have we're talking about women's fashion right now, flip-flops and shoes, but I have a pair of boots that are like super easy to slip on and zip right up, and those are really convenient because they're not as easy as flip-flops, but I don't have to like, I have too many boots that you have to like unlace and then like tighten the laces.
The side zippers are the best.
Yes.
Yep.
Invest in side zippers.
I'm presently Googling what tournaments are coming up, so I think we'll have announcements in a few minutes.
Someone told me there was like a not Two at a Giant, but essentially Two at a Giant, where it's like two players, but I don't know where it's at.
I have no idea.
So if anyone knows where that's at, let me know, because I really want to do it.
Probably get on like one of the many Facebook pages and just be like, what is going on, world?
Well, I know the Muse on Minis forums, usually people post up there.
I know.
There's a thread in
there. Well, Game Hall Con will also be in 5 weeks.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I don't think that there's anything in Madison coming up soon. I know there's something in Chicago. But
well,
I think
Chicago
it's
does like an every isn't like the second Saturday of every
it's
month.
It's like typically every
done.
Month, yeah.
I was checking the Lacrosse's Facebook page, but I don't think they have anything going on anytime soon.
It's kind of been slow in the summertime for tournaments.
The WTC just happened, so that was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, announcements are, I mean, beyond that, like, is there anything non-War Machine related announcements?
Not that I can think of.
I guess I could do my cosplay update.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, I guess we're doing that.
So I was wanting to get my costume done for Machine Weekend, and then I'm like, oh my god, I need to get my models ready. So I've kind of halted on the clothing. Uh-oh. Andy, what? Something happened.
Your monitor shut off?
And the computer shut off.
Oh, shit. It seems to still be going.
I mean, well, we're
still
recording.
We're still recording.
Well, on the... we're probably just not live.
Okay.
Did you break it again?
No. No.
Well, apparently there's a tournament going on in the Gateway Open, October 10th and 11th.
The battery died.
But that's all.
So, business as usual until we're live again, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So you guys can keep on going with the audio cast. Okay. The video cast will be split up.
We have to start Windows normally. Yep. Don't start it in safe mode.
No, don't ever start in safe mode.
Oh, that works too.
Meanwhile, start Andy breaks all of the technology.
Yep. Good work, Andy.
So I guess I'll continue. So I thought instead of finishing it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the horns, I'm going to do her necklace, and then I'm going to, because, you know, have you guys seen, like, people do, like, hipster Ariel?
Yeah.
Like, so I want to do, like, a different version of Scar that's not, like, the entire thing. So I thought, you know, I'd still have, like, the typical look of her, but...
Hipster Scar.
I don't know about hipster Scar. I am not very hipster, but I don't know. I was going to kind of bounce some ideas.
My mind went crazy. I thought you were talking about Disney characters. So, like, you were talking about, like, oh, not hipster Ariel. But we were going to do, like, a... Scar the Lion? A Scar the Lion. So he...
Would that be any different?
he was a younger brother.
He was the younger brother.
You need to learn your Lion
King.
Oh,
yeah. A Scar. I just learned something about him the other day.
Scar is not his real name.
No! And his name, I can't remember what his real name is, but it's Trash.
Yeah.
They named him Trash.
They named their second son Garbage.
Yeah, or Garbage.
And which then Scar is definitely an upgrade, I guess.
And then he changed his name to Scar. And it's like, well, if you're going to name your kid Trash, like...
That's kind of understandable. I mean, I've seen a Shithaid spelled shithead. Like, I'd change my name too. It's the same kind of idea.
Well, I mean, when you name your other son King, like,
you're Trash and King. Like, I'd feel pretty shitty about myself too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
What was his name then?
It translated into Trash from Kenyan or Swahili or whatever it is they used for.
I can't remember what it was.
It might have been Swahili.
It might have been Swahili.
I think it was.
Yeah. Is Kenyan even a language? I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure I just made that up.
I know Kenya is a country.
I know Kenya is a country.
That's surprising.
You guys are still
live.
Yes,
we're still live? That's surprising.
Oh, we're live?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still recording.
No, we're still recording. Yeah.
Wait. So I think we knew we were recording.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you guys were going into something. I was just paranoid
dad Andy jumping
in.
Thanks, Dad.
Keeping us from saying racist stuff.
Doesn't do a very good job with
no,
Ryan.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't stop you. I just admonish you afterwards.
So, yeah, I'm going to start working on the horns. I'm getting some foam to... I have some foam at home, but I need some more. And then I was, like, looking up the ways before how to do this.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Like, there's, like, toxic foam. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the kid cut foam out of...
You mean you don't want to be a Mad Hatter?
No.
Well, what fun are you?
So, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing, but I'll figure something out. And I figure I just might as well wear horns while I'm at War Machine Weekend.
Seems like a thing.
And then maybe come... Either if we go to Adepticon, I'd really like to go to Lock and Load, then I'll have the thing done. Because I know that there's a costume contest at Lock and Load.
Yeah, Lock and Load's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I figure long term, let's do that. Short term, hipster Scar.
Hipster Scar.
Sounds like a good time. I have since we're just kind of on the topic of costume stuff, I have all of that steampunk attire that I had purchased at Gen Con.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident for Halloween. I'm just going to put on my narwhal onesie again. Just not even... Nope. No steampunk attire for me. No. Just going to wear my narwhal hood and pretend like it's not cold out.
I don't even do anything for Halloween anymore. We tried to have trick-or-treaters because it was the first year we had our house. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad because we have a doorbell, but it doesn't work. So at first, I think kids were coming up and trying to ring the doorbell and we weren't out there. So then we just sat outside and gave away candy.
That works. It'll be our first Halloween in our house this year, so we've got some candy. Haven't decided what we're going to do for trick-or-treating and stuff like that since the munchkin's only going to be 18 months. I mean, she likes suckers. So, I mean, she likes candy, for sure, but...
You'll walk with your child, go get candy, and they're
going to
share.
So we might have a deal, Andy. We might have a deal.
Just do what I did when I had younger siblings, and that was I went as myself taking my younger siblings, and this is a bag for my other sibling who's too sick to be out today.
Oh, that's a good idea. I could say I have another child who's sick at home. That's a great idea. Neighbors might catch on eventually after 4 or 5 years. No. But that's 4 or 5 solid years.
It's really mean of them if they call you on it.
It is.
We don't know what's wrong with my child. How dare you?
Exactly.
So that's a great idea.
I was going to decorate her pushy thing, stroller.
Pushy thing.
Yes.
How are you gonna decorate it?
I was thinking, depends on what we do her as. We're maybe going to put her in just a dress and make her a princess, and I could put cardboard dragon cutouts on the side.
That would be awesome.
Or we could do a spaceship and put her in a silver jumpsuit or something that, and make her into a spaceman or something like that.
I'm all for the spaceman costume.
Spaceman would be fun.
I need pictures of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of costumes, too, another project I'm working on is Aaron bought some felt for our dogs, and we're going to make them into little Argies.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
You could just, strap them together.
You could, yeah. Just kind of belt them and then put them in, the same suit costume. Yeah.
No one will know.
They're both Chihuahuas. One's tan and one's black, so
that's perfect then.
Two-colored Argie.
Perfect.
So,
do we want to talk about Scorn Salt?
Oh God, Scorn Salt.
I think we're running out of announcements. Yeah. We know things are happening. We just don't know what they are, when they are, or where they are.
Look it up online.
Listen to another podcast if you want to know.
you guys should know by now. This isn't the podcast for announcements.
No.
So what do we want to start with, the salt? Do we want to start with the guy mailing the piece to Privateer?
The mailing the piece to Privateer was just... God.
Yes, we'll start with that.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. I'm pulling up Scorn memes on my phone right now, which is the alternate Facebook.
And... If you want to look at that one, it was actually quite funny. What they did was they copied this and then they accidentally copied it all into one picture, and then he blacked out the names and the photos of the people.
Yep.
So when you looked at the one picture, it looked like a whole bunch of penises because it was so tiny. So
do you want to accept my request to join Scorn Memes?
I do want to accept your request to join Scorn Memes.
So, for those of you who may live under a rock and are not involved with Scorn, what happened was a guy suggested to the Scorn group, hey, let's all send models that we have spare that we're not using of Scorn and send it directly to Jason Souls at Privateer Press to make a point. And the disturbing thing was some people, and I don't know who, because it got deleted before I could see the actual post, but some people were like, this is childish. And then some people were like, yes, let's do this. All on board. Let's send some models in.
It's just a dumb idea, no matter how you look at it.
I just want to ask those people, are you 5?
I'll give them seven.
They
might be 12.
They know how to use the post-it.
There is some regression at 12, too. So,
what kind of point are you? You're not making any point. You're just looking stupid by sending a model in to try and make a point. What would be a better thing to do is say, this is what I think might help improve Scorn, not just be like, oh, this fucking sucks. And
if you don't want to waste your money by mailing a model to someone who's just going to be like, okay, here's another Scorn model that they don't want to play with, that they already bought and paid for.
Right.
Don't buy the model.
Right.
Like,
yeah, if anything, I mean, they could just repackage that model and resell it. Yep. Like, you're incentivizing them to make Scorn shitty if you're going to mail it. It's just, there's no productive value to this at all.
No. You, and the guy, he actually, he did mail something. I don't know what he mailed, but he showed the receipt directly. That, so that guy, he actually did mail something, and then he showed the package, and he spent like $7 to mail something to Privateer Press. So I'm glad that people want to do it. Like,
you know what? As far as I'm concerned, people like that in the community, don't let the door hit their asses on the way out. Well, yeah. You know,
they're supporting our post office, at least. That's true.
Last I knew, they were kind of hard up, so that's good.
Mail all of the packages.
Exactly.
That sounds great.
Exactly.
If you want to get rid of models, send them to me. I'll take them.
Do it during the Christmas season, too, if you want to be a double douche and just flood more posts into the mail that doesn't need to be there during their busy season. So you can be a dick on two levels then. So, pro tips from Jackie, how to be an asshole.
But, you know,
it's just how to be an asshole.
That's a good topic for today. Got lots of recommendations.
But I just feel like, you know, when I first started playing War Machine, I probably picked the faction that did the worst, I played Minions. And I remember Aaron was trying to do some research on Minions, and there was this podcast that, like, did an analysis of all the different factions, and they even said for Minions, we're not even going to talk about it. This isn't a fucking faction. Like, don't even play it. And he was, you know, we were kind of pissed about that, because it's like, I really like playing Minions, and you're telling me that they're total garbage and not to play them. And then now come Mark III, they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're doing pretty all right. And so I feel like the Minions group, we had low expectations, and then going into Mark III, like, everyone's doing pretty good, because it's like, hey, we had low expectations, but we're doing a little bit better. Yeah.
And the Crow Craters really helped Minions, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the last half of Mark II. But I just feel like being pissed off about the models not getting better and not being having a positive light towards it is not helping Scorn at all. Like,
no,
it definitely needs help, but don't do this. Don't mail your models in.
It makes me think of, because I'm wearing my Mass Effect hoodie, I don't know if you guys played
Mass Effect 3. Yeah.
When they mailed cupcakes to BioWare, they were like, here are all of these, I think they were chocolate cupcakes, or like a bunch of chocolate cupcakes with red, blue, and green frosting on them, and they're like, doesn't matter, they're all chocolate. I was just like, why are you mailing them cupcakes?
That's a reward.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for making me a game. Here are some cupcakes. Yeah, enjoy.
Exactly.
It reminds me, do you guys remember not that long ago, somebody was mad at the police department in Madison at UW? Because it was like a UW game they went to, so they mailed them cupcakes that had coconut on them.
Because it's gross?
Because they were mad.
Like, here are cupcakes that you won't enjoy. You.
Those are awesome.
No, I like the coconut.
Okay.
It was donuts.
I'm sorry, it was donuts.
Oh.
Donuts with coconut on them.
Well, it's, again, who,
like, what's wrong with that?
That sounds delicious. That's like, that's like a thank you.
Right.
Come on. You think a police department does not like free food? I work in an ER. We see police all the time. Our EMS room, which has got free snacks in it for our medical people that bring people in police departments, they flock in there.
Yeah.
Police fucking love free food. So do firemen, and so do paramedics, college students. Yeah. Everybody
homeless
loves free
people.
Food. Homeless people are cut off.
I'm sorry. That's so bad, but it's true.
Yeah.
I think if
you're gonna protest, do something useful. Don't just sit there and, well, the stuff that I bought to have fun with sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you're not playing it to have fun if you're playing so competitively that you feel like you can't use a whole faction. It's, somebody just commented, actually, Scorniers need to sit down. The faction is playable, and the faction is playable.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to likely win huge tournaments? Are you going to take War Machine Weekend with Scorn? Maybe, maybe not. But,
well, are you going to take War Machine Weekend, period?
Exactly.
Like, are you person crying on the internet about your faction going to be the one that takes War Machine Weekend?
Or are you crying about it because because you wanted to just win stuff without trying. Did you want to be the next Crix? I mean,
yeah.
And even Crix wasn't that egregious, frankly.
No, it's more like the next Legion.
Or the next Legion, yeah.
But where even Legion required thought.
Yeah, right. Same with Circle. Circle was pretty strong last time around, too. Still is with Wormwood, but...
And then even with going into Mark II,
Celeste! Hi, Celeste!
But, you know, going into Mark II, people are like, oh, Circle's shit. And then, where did Wormwood come from?
Yeah.
Where did Balder come from?
And I'm sure...
now people want to play Circle.
You know, I'm sure there are hidden gems in Scorm and Scorn that are just fine.
There's Risheth. He's got a really good gunline list.
Exactly.
And Xerxes 1 still has merits, too. Yeah. Like,
I'm sure the Makedas have got some merits still, too. You know, they were really good in Mark II.
Yeah. But you just gotta figure it out and...
It's like any other faction, guys. You can't just auto-win.
Right.
You also just can't assume that everything's going to stay, like, exactly the way it was. We all transitioned into Mark III. Everything, like, flipped around, and models were not doing the same things or lost a lot of what they had before. Mm-hmm. And Scorn lost things that made them scorny, but there are still things that make them that way.
Yep.
You just have to actually put the time in on the table and can't wait for net lists to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is, I think, what people are really waiting for.
That's fair. And some of the bigger Scorn players, like Trevor Christensen and some of the other people, haven't been making those net lists yet, you know, whereas the bigger Legion players, the bigger Signar players, the Circle obviously has had it, Trolls, those lists have all come out already.
I also think, and I'm still going to be the person who just, like, soapboxes this for days, we don't have our theme forces yet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what those are going to be, what they're going to do. There's a good chance that Scorn's going to come out and just be like, we have the best theme forces, period.
Yeah, they might have the Veil 2 theme force.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Jason
Souls.
Oh,
Eros 2, yeah.
Jason Souls will be like, I'm not mailing your models back after those theme forces come out.
Fuck yep. you like, guys.
For days, and they're like, but why? I need this for my theme force. Too bad.
Guess you gotta buy it again.
Okay. So...
Eros 2 is legit, I agree. For the record.
Just fuck Kator. That's how I feel about Kator.
Yeah.
Sorry, my eye's twitching and it's driving me crazy. I'm sitting here and I'm like, it's not super noticeable, but I sure as shit feel it.
I'm Signar, so I don't care about Kator. I can outrange them, that's okay.
I'm Signar and I care about Kator.
Well, I think the problem is sometimes, too, there was a tournament last weekend, and Aaron went up against a Jack Spam list, which kind of is weird, because I don't think that the fluff for Kador is supposed to be having a lot of Jacks, but...
Not unless you're whatever. Vlad.
Yeah, I
if
think...
If you're Vlad, you can. Destroyers, I think it was.
So, I think it was, like, 6 Jacks or something like that, but he did have problems with that, and I don't know if his other list would have done any better, but... Nine. Okay.
That's a lot of jacks to.
That's a lot of.
A lot of Kator jacks to see on the table.
Yeah.
Because Kator jacks are heavy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't chew through those easily.
No.
What caster was he playing?
He was playing. God, what's her name? Sloane. And all the guy did.
Oh, I meant the Kator caster.
I don't.
Why
know.
Was he? What was his other list? Because he was probably playing Sloane Gunline,
Madoc.
Wasn't he? Why wasn't he... What was he playing with Maddox?
Or Maddox? I don't remember.
Why wasn't he playing Maddox in Kator?
Because he didn't have everything.
Oh, no. That would do it. I was like, I'm really judgy right now. Because Maddox is what I would play in Kator.
But what he did was the guy, like, hid behind a building, like, the entire time.
Oh, so he couldn't.
So he couldn't shoot her.
Oh,
yeah,
that's fair.
So, I mean, that's kind of, like, yeah, it's going to happen.
It happens.
So, but...
That's annoying.
Having not another list also is kind of a thing.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hiding behind buildings is bullshit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel like hiding behind buildings is very much the staying 16 and a half inches away from your caster that has a 16-inch threat range, like, or your assassination range. Like, it's just very frustrating.
Well, it wasn't kill box either.
Makes sense, though, strategically.
It totally does, because I know that I would be the one to do it, too. Yeah. It still makes me angry when I'm just the one who wants to, like...
It wants to actually do stuff.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
Just being a child.
Wow, my stuff doesn't work as advertised.
Yep, Scorn Salt. Maybe that's where Pink Salt comes from, Scorn players.
So Celeste said, I got IRS 2'd to my face my last tournament, so now anytime Wormwood is mentioned, I cringe at that matchup.
Oh, wah, wah. Yeah.
You know, I don't really know, because my list, last weekend I played Rask, and I have a Caliban list, and I don't really know what I would do.
Is that why I've seen so much IRS 2 lately? Is because the counter to Wormwood? Oh, okay.
I mean, he's good.
He's good, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's exactly it.
I've had good games against Irisk too. I've got I kind of play funky Signar where I don't particularly care for the gun lines. I'm more of a where's the beef Signar where I I try to play Signar like Kador and it kind of works.
It does when you have slaughter.
It's unexpected enough for the most part that it's people see Signar and they see one gun line and one like Nemo 2 brick and they say, oh, it's gonna be a gun line because she's already played that other list once and nope. Or Striker. I like Striker, too.
Is that the one that electrocutes himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah, he blows himself up. Yeah, it's great.
Aaron has played that in Mark 2.
I have rolled triple sixes using 3 dice to for the damage roll on him 3 or 4 times now, at least.
Yeah,
because you can never do just 1 or 2 dice when you're doing that. You always have to do all 3. It's balls to the wall every time.
But when it
that's
works,
just how it works.
It's beautiful. Like
it is. I've gotten plus 17 to hit or to damage rather. It's great.
Yeah, because I think that's how Aaron. As one match, I remember Aaron had against Dear Brian, because I remember there was like this 2 big troll gargantuans, and he did that, and he took the free strikes, and he didn't get it, and he took out his caster. I don't think Brian was too happy about that, but it was pretty impressive when it worked.
Brian is notorious for putting his casters in like the worst spots, though. He's just like, look at this like 20 by 20 open space where I can set my caster. This sounds like a great place to put my caster. He's really bad at that. So that Scorn Salt sending models to people. Oh man. I guess going back to Salt, I can't talk today. Was on the Cyrus page, and I think I brought this up the other day, but we're getting Command books.
Mm-hmm.
Command books are dropping prior to Lock and Load. All of them should be released by Lock and Load, and then Theme Forces are coming out after Lock and Load, and you and I are not getting anything.
But we're getting stuff in.
I know.
It's kind of like...
It's
like they're kind of like, here's something to appease you in the meantime.
That's exactly what I said, and I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
So just to recap, in case anyone hasn't heard, which I highly doubt because this was like 3 weeks ago, Command books are starting to drop soon. All of them should be released by Lock and Load. After Lock and Load, all of the Theme Forces. Convergence, Mercs, and Minions are not getting Command books. They are getting books released with the Theme Forces. Mercs and Minions are getting Theme Forces. And Convergence is getting a weird combo book. And then Convergence, Mercs, Minions are getting Theme Forces and No Quarters to come out prior to Lock and Load. Hopefully within the next couple months.
Think soon, because Hungerford had posted something about working on the Pigs Theme Force, and they had a picture of it. So I think it may be even relatively soon, which would be awesome.
I would hope so. But I remember on that Facebook page, it was in the Cyrus Convergence page, and everyone was like, this is so exciting. I'm super excited. I'm just sitting here like, am I the only one who's like actually upset by this? I want a book. I want a book sooner than later, especially since it's a command book. Like, I don't know what new models I'm getting.
No.
Convergence hasn't gotten anything new in some, well...
No,
we got our second Colossal, and I won't complain about that. I will complain about
it. And to be fair, they did say that initially when Convergence was released, is that there are going to be very few and far between releases for them.
Yes, that's fair, but the command book is supposed to have everything that's supposed to come out, so it would be nice to see, like, to have that reassurance in a faction that gets so few releases. Like, yes, we're getting new stuff. This is what we're getting. We can expect it in the near future. Like, that's my problem with it.
Sure.
But I just feel like that's exactly it. They're just appeasing us with Theme Forces. They're like, yep, here you go. We're just going to do this so you guys will just shut up for a little while.
Oh, somebody got his first cock this weekend.
Yay.
Yay.
Congratulations. Well,
he got the TP too. That's a big cock.
It is a big cock.
Actually, it really is a very phallic model.
I kind of thought like it looked like Easter Island. If Easter Island, a dildo, and a centipede were to have a love child, it looks like that.
That's a really good. That is exactly what the TEP is. That is an ugly model.
The Easter Island millipede dildo. Yep.
And I mean, coming on the minion side of it, I'm a little disappointed, you know, with what's going to happen. But at the same time, I guess I'm loving the changes so much to Minions that I don't feel like I'm just happy I can use things I couldn't use before.
I feel like that's the thing that Mercs and Minions have going for them. Convergence was literally like, okay, we scrubbed up your stuff a little bit, right? Here you go, everything is the same slightly.
It was legitimately, yeah, like pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think we had the big change to in the induction, like, right. That was the big change, which was a significant change, but it wasn't anything different.
No, it wasn't mind-blowing. It doesn't change how you play significantly.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, it makes things better. Yeah. But it wasn't a drastic, everything gets flipped on their head. And, like, there were slight changes to some models. Aurora became significantly better, but it was still just like, okay, I'm still playing the exact same army. Yeah. Everything is very much the same. So I think it's just, nothing feels fresh.
Right, that's why I was hoping for a little more love for you guys, because I feel like
we don't get love.
Not really.
No, no one loves the robots.
Nope.
I love the robots. Yeah. No one else loves the robots.
I really like the convergence as well, just the aesthetic of it and everything. I like the the faction.
It's very. I love the fluff. I love everything about them. I also am like
I like the prime numbers. I really like prime numbers. So. I have a great appreciation for the fact that they use a lot of prime numbers in their ranges and what have you.
I feel like that might be a big part of why we're not getting a lot of stuff, because DC is not around.
Oh, maybe. That's a good point.
So they're just like, I don't know how prime numbers work. How do you do
what
this?
What is a prime number? I can't handle this. I'd like to give Privateer a little more credit than that. That's like second grade math, guys. Well. Our message to Privateer, if prime numbers are your barrier here, I will send you a list of every prime number from 0 to 100. Jackie can help.
Oh, PP can't math.
Oh, wow. Wow. Watching.
That makes me really uncomfortable. Brian usually doesn't watch the podcast, so now I feel like I can't talk about him behind his back.
Oh, you can. You can. He'll just know
he's watching you.
He's not behind his back anymore.
All right.
So, what else was on our list of things?
We had the question come up, what we thought about the WTC and no women being there.
Yeah, we got into a good conversation about that, actually, in our group chat, I think. So.
Literally said everything that I was going to say. I was like, I don't need to talk about this anymore. Yeah.
So basically, the long and short of it was, I was okay with it, because with there being no women there, because frankly, I don't know of any women that are truly competitive players.
Right.
And I'm not sure if that's, I don't think that's an issue so much as because it's, how many men are competitive players? You have, say, 50 truly competitive players out of however many players there are, 5,000, 10,000. Yeah. I don't know how many total players there are. But if you only have, say, 0.5% of the population is going to become a legitimately competitive player, for there's 20 men for every woman there is that plays in general, you're just not going to have very many, if any, competitive women players. Right. So it's just a numbers game, basically. Brian Norris, the ladies call him, hey, you in the bushes. Accurate.
No, I think exactly what it is. When we sit down and think about, in the States anyway, like, I don't think there's any single woman player out there that you can just be like, oh, off the top of your head. Like, we don't have, like, a Tom Guan. That is not a woman's name.
I thought
name.
You were the next Tom Guan.
No, that's Celeste. That's
Celeste is the next Tom Guan. Okay.
America's next Tom Guan.
Okay.
But we don't have that. I think there's very few. I mean, there might be more women in the spotlight, so to say. But I don't think any of us could be like, I don't think I could handle going to WTC. I don't think I could. No. I mean, I would love to go to Amsterdam. That sounds like a
great
time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm super jealous. Keith got to go.
But I just, I don't, it's, I guess it's, I'm sad that there are no women there. Mm-hmm. I'm not angry, and I don't think there's some sort of barrier stopping women from going. I think that's probably a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I think, actually, a couple of years back, and somebody can certainly correct me if I'm wrong, I think there actually was a female player from China at the WTC. I'd like to say it was the one that was in, 2014, I think it was. It was one of the first WTCs. Okay. So I think there actually have been a couple female players that have gone, but I couldn't tell you what their names were offhand. I didn't really pay much attention to it. I still don't pay much attention to it, but...
You know, I think that's another thing too, is we're thinking exclusively like our meta, and by our meta I mean like United States. We don't really think about the other countries, and the other countries have less players.
Sure, maybe throw Canada in there too, because some Canadians do come to our events, especially up here in the north. But yeah, no, it's I can't think of any female players that I played in Ireland. We only stopped by a game store in London, so that's one game store in London. Mm-hmm. That doesn't give you a very good spread at all, and that was one day, too.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really tell you in England if there's any particularly good female players, but I don't know. I can't think of any.
It might be judgy a little bit, but I feel like in the UK, Europe area, tabletop gaming is more like a boys' club. Less than it is here, solely because of the way that their gaming is set up. Because they have, like, their... They're, like, drinking venue halls where you can play and stuff. And I feel like that is more, like, I don't know. I'm judgy. I'm sorry. But I feel like it's more, like, lends itself to, like, boys' club.
I'm not sure that I agree, because there were a lot of women in the pubs, too.
That is not surprising, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. I liked the venues in Europe, actually, just because they were attached to a pub. So you can play Drunk Machine a lot better. And Jackie really, really likes Drunk Machine. I'm a so-so fan of War Machine at this point when I'm actually playing at the game store. But playing Drunk Machine, I'm on board 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
It's the best way to play.
We should do it.
Every time you miss a die roll, take a drink. It's great.
Basically War Machine Weekend.
that is War Machine Weekend. Especially the LCQ. That's Drunk Machine.
Yeah, I signed us up for that.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
I thought, well, because there's like a newbie event. I'm like, we're not really newbies.
No,
like,
that's true.
Because it's like, it was saying like really new to the game. Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell? I'll just do it. There are a few female players that turn up to tournaments in the UK.
Oh, Vagina Stan.
Vagina Stan.
So I feel like the answer is to go Bender Styles, send a team from Vagina Stan. Norbert is American. He won't know if it's not a country. I like that idea.
I like it too.
Can we get a group of guys
can we wear burkinis? I saw some people in burkinis the other day, and they were super sweet, actually. I really liked them.
Burkinis.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, imagine what that is. Like, is it really just a burka with the bikini, like, design?
No, it's a swimsuit. It's a swimsuit that you can wear that somebody who is Muslim and wants to maintain the modesty can wear.
Okay,
so it's got, like, the headscarf and stuff built in, and it covers them to their wrists and to their ankles and whatnot.
When I think burka, I think, like, the full, like...
Oh, like, the slit for eyes? Yeah, no, it's not quite that.
Okay, that's why I was just like, does it just have, like, bikini print on it?
That makes it would be like those t-shirts that where they've got the bikini body on it. Yes. That sounds like exactly what a Muslim woman would wear.
Those are so terrible.
That's so bad. No, I'm speaking of, this is completely off topic.
Somebody's moving to Vagina Stan. Is that, that's
Celeste.
That's Celeste. Okay. That works in a couple ways, Celeste, with the lesbian side.
I was playing Destiny this afternoon, and I don't remember how the topic came up, but someone mentioned something about a monster cave, and I just was like, what? Like, I couldn't understand what they were talking about, but it was basically a spawn point for stuff to come out, and I was like, that's actually a really good term for vagina. I think I'm going to coin that one.
Monster cave. Yeah, I guess things do come out of it. I spawned a parasite out of it. She eats all my hummus now. She seriously climbed up onto our dining room table in pursuit of the the family-sized tub of hummus, and she ate half of it.
Did she eat it with things or just her fingers?
A spoon. She brought a spoon with her. She had a plan.
I was going to ask you, Amanda, didn't you used to play the No Man's?
Yeah. Yep.
How's that going?
Well, I actually haven't even been playing Overwatch because of Destiny.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. but I think I have like 8 hours in a No Man's Sky. I've been to like 5 planets.
Because I heard that people were like kind of pissed about that.
Yeah. So I think they're being sued for false advertising.
Yeah. Because Aaron was telling me, I heard about it and we were talking about it along the way, but he was saying like the way that they advertised it, like there was these planets that they were, like, really cool looking, and then nobody has found them, and they're like, well, there's a chance you could find them, not, like, a guarantee.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
I mean, they really, like, it's galaxy-level gaming. Like,
yeah.
You start it's out Minecraft on a planet. In space.
Well, it's even bigger than that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You can't, in Minecraft, you can come across other people.
And you can, well, and you can come to the end of the real world, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in No Man's Sky, you literally are, like, it's the galaxy. I don't know if it's the Milky Way or not.
Didn't they also advertise it as an MMO? Did they?
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't remember.
I think they might have been suggesting that it would be, like, there would be online interactions. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's very, It's very singular, but very, very open. But I haven't played a whole lot of it because I've just been trying to get ready for the raid. Gotta crack that 370. It's not gonna happen anytime soon.
Oh, you said raid, and I thought you had picked up WoW, too.
Nope.
That's me.
No, Keith got back on the WoW crack, too.
Yeah. Legion's fun. Mm-hmm. I really...
That's what he says.
I really enjoyed it. The grind from 100 to 110, breeze. Mm-hmm. Like, other expansions is like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. I did a quest, and I maybe gained 1% EXP. It's just like, this is just easy mode. And I played Druid.
That's a big complaint I've heard about some of the newer expansions. I haven't played since Burning Crusade myself. Mm. So I've been clean for quite a while now. But
clean.
Yeah.
Clean. Not pod racing, by the way. Tord is suggesting pod racing. Not pod racing. Pod racing was last year. Destiny had pod racing for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had speeder racing. I miss the speeder racing, and I'm like, fingers crossed they bring it back for Christmas this year. It's so much fun. It's stupid. it's really the stupidest thing you can do in the game. You just get on your sparrow, and you try and race to the end, and you punch people off. And
so it's like Mario Kart, kind of?
Yeah. It's not quite, but close. It's stupid. I love it. I will not touch WoW.
Oh.
The reason why I like WoW is, well, I don't know. I've had some sort of attachment to it, but I can do other things in it too. Like, I like to play the auction house. I really wish I could make that much money in real life, because if I could just sell shit like that.
You can play Pokemon in WoW too.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I got hooked on that. Oh, I suppose I wasn't clean since Burning Crusade. I relapsed a year or so ago. Gave myself away. Shit.
But yeah, there's just so many things you can do. Yeah. It's just like endless possibilities.
It's the world of Warcraft for real.
All right, so
what else were we going to talk about?
So, we were actually going to talk about, I think you brought it up while we're talking about MMOs, female players.
Yeah, so somebody had linked us an article about, and I don't really know the legitimacy of the article, but it was saying how when comparing women to men playing MMOs, that women did a better job, but I think that they excelled at it better than men did. Mm. And the argument behind it was because women typically pick classes like healers, and so when you pick a healer, you're kind of stuck. You might need some help getting some quests done. And they were saying that, you know, women have kind of, I think it was like more of a focus, or because they have a much more difficult time, like they just level a lot easier than men do. And the guy, I can't remember his name, sorry. Mm. But he was trying to relate that to War Machine, and, you know, like trying to get our thoughts on what we kind of thought about.
Can't really pick a healing class in War Machine.
Yeah.
No.
Mechanics.
Just a
my whole army of mechanics. Convergence, I guess. That's a thing.
But I think it was more the focus of what we kind of put into the game, too. And kind of relating that back to WTC, why there's no women players there.
Yeah. I didn't read the article. I feel like the idea that women typically play healers is bunk.
I played a rogue, and when I was in WoW, so my character, I was a rogue, and I was naked all the time. I would not wear any armor. I made it to level, think it was 60 back then. Rogue.
Or, what race were you?
I was a night elf, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I was gonna say, if you're undead, like, that's not the most visually appealing thing to look at.
I drove my guild just fucking nuts because I would not put any armor on. No armor, no clothing, nothing. Naked Jackie. I always played a male character, for the record.
Even
so,
better.
Yep. This naked night elf dude running around shanking people in the back. Stealthy.
Now, were you stabbing them with your penis?
Good question. That's a lot creepier when you put it that way.
Oh, and back in that day, you had to put your poisons on your weapons, too. Mm-hmm. Now you
put
don't.
Put your poison on your penis?
Yes. Have some AIDS.
No, I feel like, well, you played a rogue. I've never picked, okay, I won't say never. I very rarely pick a healing class unless it's like, more support, less heal. Mm-hmm. Like, when I play Overwatch, I don't play Mercy. I play Lucio out of necessity. Otherwise, I'm just like, I'm going to roll Zenyatta because he's a sharpshooter. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a glass cannon, mm-hmm. and he can buff and debuff. I don't think that the idea that women play healers is, I think it's more of, like, myth.
I think some of it comes from the guy plays the game, then he gets a girlfriend, and he's like, hey, you want to play with me? And you can be my healer.
Yeah. I feel like that's still like a myth, like nerd myth.
Unfortunately, I fell into that. Aaron didn't make me play a healer. I wanted to be a healer.
I think you're, I don't want to say like you're a special case. I feel like everyone is individual, but the concept of the woman gamer as the healer is like, no, it's just like an idea, not like,
And I don't know if it's because it's more of a, I don't want to say like more of a feminine thing, but it's not like so masculine, like I'm the tank.
I always like being the tank.
Yeah. I don't mind playing a tank. I really like playing DPS. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I prefer to do. Mm-hmm. So
for me, it's heals. DPS bores me. I like tanking, but to me it was a little more stressful, and so I naturally went to healer because I liked healing better than other people.
Well, in healing, you actually have to have a fair amount of board awareness as well. It's very, you're very much the person in charge of doing stuff.
Right.
You're the one telling people to tell people where to go so that you can keep them alive. Exactly.
Right. And
so that's more of a managerial aspect than it is a feminine aspect, I think.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. But when I first played World of Warcraft, I played healer, druid, and that was like the worst healer probably in existence. But I did pretty well with it.
Were you Moonkin?
Please
tell me you were a Moonkin.
Well, I am now.
Okay.
I'm a Boomkin. I call them Boomkins. Because now they have it where it's kind of cool. In Legion, you do quests to get all the legendary weapons. Mm-hmm. And so you can be whatever you want to be. It's not hard at all. Mm-hmm. You just have to put your artifact power into the weapon to make it more powerful. So it's really easy to level now because my main stat is healer, but I'm... secondary is Boomkin, mm-hmm. so it all just flips over and is the same.
So. I feel compelled now. So an ex of mine actually wrote Moonkin Erotica.
Oh, are we gonna
and
read
I want
it?
To I want to read it. I have to find it
so
first though.
While we can segue into that. I have a pod of internet friends that we often will do like tiny chatter Skype calls. Just fuck around. It's like a Friday night, everyone has a drink and just do whatever. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes I'm usually like playing video games with a couple of them, and we had convinced one of them to read My Immortal to us. And if you don't know what My Immortal is, you are sincerely missing out on the greatest piece of literature that has ever graced the internet.
It may be a little bit too graphic for us to even.
Oh, shoot. Wait, is it this one?
I'm curious now. But so My Immortal is this 12 or 13 year old girl's Harry Potter fan Tiff. Fiction.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I assume.
Okay.
I assume.
Tits.
T-Y-T-T-S.
The Night Elf.
Tits the Night Elf.
All right.
Okay. We got some nipples going on.
It's actually pretty decent.
Are you seeing like visuals? Or?
No. It's a written.
Got erotica. It. She's just like, there's some nipples going on. I'm just like, okay.
Just a description of nipples.
Oh. Yeah, interested. So My Immortal is, it's this like 56 chapter Harry Potter fan fiction by a very awkward female child. And it's about this, everything is just like, they renamed Harry Potter. His name is Vampire Potter. Everything is misspelled.
Fuckbeard. His name's Fuckbeard.
You gotta read it now.
Oh god.
It's great.
Just start from the top.
Yeah. Oh shit, you're gonna read it?
You really want me to read this?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh lord.
Or we can just post it.
Maybe we'll post
it. We can copy
and
paste
it. If you're too shy to read it,
well, it's going to be hard for me to read it without laughing because it's
let's just post it. It's pretty lengthy. It's going to take a while.
You can read a little portion of it.
Oh yeah, give them a blip of
just like scroll to a random spot, pick a paragraph.
Okay, here we go.
Hopefully something that has cock in it.
Oh wow. Okay. We went to an orgasm part. I think we're going to
Don't give them that as their like taster, you know?
Well, I went to this part where it's like his claws regrip the stone, bracing himself instinctively for his mounting climax. And it's like, oh, he's actually talking about an orgasm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's what climaxes are.
Okay. This is very... Why does Blizzard hate Moonkins? No, they don't. Oh my goodness. People.
That's true. Harry Potter fan fiction is not something you would expect from somebody who's not
We'll author. Post this.
Yeah. I don't know. It's precious.
We'll post this.
We need to post this.
It's a lot, but...
You have to read a synopsis. Give him a little bit.
Oh god.
Someone has to.
Okay. As far as I got, she's bathing, she sees Fuckbeard. and she was like impressed because of the
size.
The elk that he killed, I guess. And then
it was the size of his
I didn't get that far yet.
Oh, the size of the elk that he killed.
That's not what she was impressed by.
And then I scrolled down a little bit, and then they talked about them having sex, I believe, so.
No, it's with a stump.
Okay.
Having stump. Sex with a stump.
No,
fuck
the moonkin is having sex with a stump. She's watching.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Why would a moonkin have sex with a stump?
I don't know.
It's fan fiction. You don't have to. It's all headcanon. It's okay.
Yeah. He'd wandered not very far at all before a primal urge struck him. He couldn't quite place it, but it felt familiar. In the distance lay a rock. Oh, I'm sorry, it was a rock. A boulder, really. Lumpy, harboring and one moss on one side. Whether it was the lumpiness or the inanimate nature of the rock, but it stirred within Fuckbeak a powerful lust. Slowly but powerfully, Fuckbeak's 14-inch staff grew.
Oh my god.
They exuded a primal musk and required a special weapon skill to wield. Though powerful it was, a better one dropped off the final boss that only mages and warlocks could use because Blizzard hates moonkins. That's your blip, guys. You're going to have to look on the Facebook page
we'll put
to read
that
the
on
whole
Facebook.
Thing. Yep.
That's, Yeah.
All right. You should
shitty
put that in the
fiction.
Things that we talked about.
Shitty fan fiction.
I was going to say Moonkin erotica, but...
Moonkin erotica.
I always thought that they were called Boomkins because everyone told me
everybody
to play
calls
a Boomkin.
Them boom chickens. Yeah.
And then I learned that they were Moonkins, and it's like I was calling them wrong the entire time.
I have, the Dark Moon Fair. You know how you can ride the little ponies around?
Yeah.
I had my Moonkin... riding one of the tiny little ponies. I have a screenshot
awesome.
Of it.
Did you? Oh, so you know about the Dark Moon Fair that it comes around?
Yeah.
So they added more stuff.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They have a whole bunch of new events going on.
God damn it. I'm going to have to start playing WoW again. I was clean for almost a year.
It's pretty fun. Actually, it started today, so you can do Dark Moon Fair right now.
Shit. I guess we can wrap up the podcast early for
That's
you guys.
Fair. That's fair. It's been an hour, hasn't it?
Well, what else do we have? We've been for an hour. We didn't really talk about the WTC. Did you guys watch the WTC at all?
Brian streamed some of it. Some people from Team America did okay until, like, round three.
Mm-hmm.
Someone played a Lucant list that just smoked their opponent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, like, Lucant. I think it was Lucant and two TPs and some Angels. I'm probably totally wrong. But that felt really, really good that Convergence is doing well.
To see that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really, like... Oh, Joseph says he thinks he can live without reading the rest of that, by the way.
Well, in case you're intrigued, we'll save it for later.
Why are we going to talk about Malifaux? I don't want to talk about Malifaux. Have you guys played Malifaux at all?
No, I don't recommend it.
No.
Ryan is on this kick of getting into Infinity, and I just want to punch
him. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, right. He's got Marvel.
I posted the Moonkin Erotica to our Facebook page, so if anybody is interested, it's there.
I'll share the My Immortal link later. I highly recommend reading it. She refers to Dumbledore as Dumbledore several times.
It's kind of cute.
It's so bad.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. He saw someone was trading. He wanted to trade some Infinity models for some extra models that he had. And Brian knew that I wanted to play Infinity many years ago.
Right.
But we just have too much stuff and not a lot of time to play games. And the models are beautiful, but I haven't even painted my Sigmar models.
Yeah.
Which I settled on a paint scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Super excited by this. Going for more teal, kind of, and then burgundy.
Ooh.
With an orange glow.
I can see that. I bet that's going to be pretty.
I like it.
Yeah. Fingers crossed it doesn't look dumb.
I don't think it will. Those two colors go together pretty well.
Well, it's kind of like green and red, except it's a little more purple and a little more towards the blue side of things. Mm-hmm. But still, teal burgundy. We'll see. I haven't spent a lot of time painting because I get home from work and then I don't want to do anything ever forever.
Well, you have Brian to kind of hope to. So.
Yeah. That's... Brian still paints a lot.
That's good.
Yep.
Wasn't his goal to paint, like, a model a day or something like that?
I think he paints a lot more than that.
Okay. Really?
Right.
That's a lot.
Paints a lot. He paints a lot.
I wish I could paint that
fast. Yeah. I think it's just, like, his hobby.
Yeah.
Like, just what he does when he doesn't, when he wants to do something relaxing. And I'm just like, I'm just going to go kill some space bees. Which is the new Destiny expansion, by the way.
That seems like a lot more relaxing.
Yeah. Painting is far more relaxing than killing space bees.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
But space bees. Also known as spees. It's so bad. It's really
is that what they actually named it?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's pretty much it's like they took... one of the old enemy types. Mm-hmm. And then they found this, I don't know, like nanobot technology, basically. Mm-hmm. And it just looks like red space bees. And when sometimes when you kill them, a swarm of space bees comes after you and explodes. Oh. And it's space bees.
It's just space bees.
It's so bad. But it's so good.
I don't know why that's making me think of, like, space AIDS for some reason.
Spades. That would be unpleasant.
Space I think AIDS. So.
I mean, regular AIDS is pretty shitty as it is.
Yeah.
Space AIDS has to be worse.
Or it's better.
Or it's better. It might be better, I guess.
Because
we
it's
don't
from
know.
Space.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just going off on a tangent inside my head. How does one contract space AIDS?
Moon
alien
rock.
Probing
the moon rock. Rocks.
You don't know where that rock's been.
No, you don't. Six other moonkin.
Oh boy.
I don't think we have a whole lot to talk about.
No, not
we
really.
Like, and we took such a long break too between podcasting.
Yeah.
Casey's out today because she and John are experiencing the Ren Faire.
Oh, did they like go to the Minnesota one?
That's what they said they were doing Friday. So.
Oh, that's right. We didn't go Friday.
Yeah. They were going to go yesterday, but she suddenly had to work.
Mm.
And all of us were like, why don't you just tell them no? Because yeah. You made plans. So they're at the Ren Faire. And then Celeste is out because she wanted to do some chores and some errands. So we're solo.
Yeah, Friday we didn't come because Luke Cage. Which only got through two episodes. But Luke Cage has been pretty good so far.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I like it.
We started watching the season Scream Queens. I've decided it's my favorite show.
I don't know what that is about.
It's so stupid. It's so, like... the first season was about this college that had, like, murders happening, around this one sorority, but everything is so over the top and illogical, like, none of it makes sense. It's just, I can't even describe it. Every character is very, it's bad. It's really bad, but it's really good. It's intentionally bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could explain it. Like, this season, they're in a hospital that had, like, a murder happen, and, like, this one doctor is a surgeon with a hand replacement, and the person he got his hand replaced from was originally a serial killer who killed people after he beat them in racquetball, because it, and then, like, they're curing diseases, like, this person had, like, the
Wolf Parkinson White, maybe, or the werewolf?
Like, the werewolf syndrome.
Oh, okay, sure.
They cured them by giving them a diet that was low in protein, because protein increases your testosterone, and apparently that causes hair growth.
Okay.
That's
kind of true.
Yeah.
But that's not the only thing they do for
Well, they were going to give them a lobotomy instead.
Yeah, that's not how you treat that at all.
Yeah. The show is just, it's so over the top, but it's hilarious, and it's fantastic, and I love it, and I highly recommend it.
I think I would yell at it. I would yell at it a lot.
I think if you, like, start watching it, you kind of understand, like, Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Christy Alley is in it this season. Some other people. The guy who plays the werewolf in Twilight.
What's his name? Taylor Lautner?
Yeah. Yes, he's in it this season. He plays a doctor who they like mock that.
Okay. I
was in just the show say. But it's more like he's like the vampire character type. He's so cold and distant. It's hilarious. I love it. I recommend it. Just watch the first season. You'll understand how bad it is.
So somebody said you get space AIDS from Seattle.
Oh, the space needle. Oh, I see what they did. It's a heroin joke.
Yeah, space heroin from the space needle.
Oh.
So maybe it's worth getting the space AIDS.
I wonder if that's what you could market it as, if you cooked heroin in the space needle. Maybe that's what they're doing. That didn't make any goddamn sense.
No, I totally understand. The space needle is where the space heroin is made.
Yeah.
But everything sounds so much better when you put space in front of it.
It does.
it sounds very scary.
What was the show that you were watching?
What?
The show that you were watching?
Oh, Scream Queens.
Yes.
I can just drop my phone, throw my phone, do the Google thing so you guys can understand.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
I was going to say, I figured it was on Netflix.
Nope. I don't want to Google Hurricane Matthew. Please stop. Don't do that. Come on.
You tell that phone.
it doesn't want to do what I want it to. Scream Queens. Okay, well, that's not helpful.
Well, you're looking up that. I guess I can talk. Last weekend, there was a tournament in Madison that I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I didn't do that great, but that's okay. I played Rask because I didn't have my Caliban list fully made. I finally got my Blind Walker, but funny story. So we left early because in the morning we went to Arby's just because we were like, we were running late hungry, and we just needed a junior like turkey sandwich or whatever. So me and Aaron were arguing in the car, and then come lunchtime, I'm like, where's my fucking credit card? They actually kept my credit card while we're at Arby's. Like, they just forgot to give it back to me, and I was so mad at Aaron that I forgot to even grab it.
Well, shit.
So we left early, unfortunately, from that tournament. There was like, how many people were there? I think it was like 11 people actually showed up. It was kind of a low turnout, but funny story. So that night, went to bed or whatever, and Aaron was coming to bed, and he like said something to me, or he's telling me good night or something like that, and he's like, you were talking in your sleep about War Machine. So I was literally, I said something like, I need to clear the side of the table. And he's like, what?
You guys didn't really miss a whole lot afterwards. I mean, we went to Quaker Steak,
yeah,
which is whatever it is, and we waited for everyone. Brian and I went there because we didn't go to the tournament.
Yeah.
We waited for like a solid 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
And then Ethan showed up, and then Brian, Celeste, and Nathan all showed up, and it was it's a very loud time.
Yeah. That's always kind of loud there. I feel like you can't really talk.
It was kind of fun, but I sometimes forget to filter when I'm in public. And there was a family with like tons of children like kitty corner to us, and I know that I like dropped a couple of words that I shouldn't have said, like god damn it or shit or fuck or something along those lines, and they would just like look like that, and I was just like, yep, I'm sorry, I can't help it, I talk like a sailor. Just what I do. It's not very nice when people stare at you in public like that.
No, you can, there are gestures you can give them that will make them stop doing that.
Yeah.
More tips on how to be an asshole from Jackie.
That sounds like a great segment. we'll just
coin how to be an asshole.
Squeeze that in every episode. Yep.
We won't even need to try.
I did find their IMDb page to give you a synopsis. It's a semi-anthology series that centers on returning characters being terrorized by a serial killer in different locations, including a university and a hospital, which doesn't really give you any explanation of the fact that it is so absolutely absurd and makes no sense. It's more comedic than anything.
Fair enough.
Cool. So to answer, why am I hearing is that this was Aaron's fault? I don't even remember what we were arguing about. I just remember being mad at him, and we were fighting, and it was just leaving without my credit card. And then lunchtime, oh shit.
Did you go back and get it?
Yes, I went back and I got it, and then I canceled my card, because I'm like, somebody could have just wrote that number down and been like, woo. Mm-hmm. So, the flying snake. I know everyone's doing the flying snake. And
what is the flying snake?
So basically what they're doing is, you take Rassler, or whatever, you take Rasslers, and then you take Dahlia and Scarath, and then you throw the snake.
Oh,
or
yeah,
you
okay.
throw the tentacle monster, which, by the way, I've painted mine pink. I need to repaint it, but
pink tentacles are sweet.
Yes. So, and Scarath is a pretty nasty little snake himself, so that's what people are doing.
Oh, okay.
Because he can't be knocked down.
Brian was talking about, he actually was like, why don't you talk about how people are doing nothing but throwing in War Machine right now? And I was just like, well, I haven't experienced it firsthand. But it sounds like that is the big to-do.
Mm-hmm. I did it in Mark 2 with Barnabas. I did the Flying Circus, as I call it. I would take a Rassler, throw another Rassler, rise, mm-hmm. and then I would kill their caster. But I just don't want to, I don't know, I just don't want to throw things. I want to arc spells with Caliban because that's fun, or I want to play Rask because he's also a lot of fun.
I don't think I have enough stuff that stands up during its activation, or that can stand up during its activation to really do much of it.
Wasn't it stuff that can't be knocked down?
It's stuff that can't be knocked down.
I don't really have any no knockdown stuff, I don't think, unless I play Siege.
So the Siege
could do that, I suppose, with the crane. That's a thought.
The wrestler, he lost Rise. Mm-hmm. So at first it was kind of like, oh, that kind of went away.
That's too bad.
But then, so Scaroth can't be knocked down. And then the tentacle monster can't be knocked down either. So that's where people got that idea.
The flying snake.
Yep. Because the throws are more precise now. And yep, you just throw them ahead and then you just kill.
Yeah. Convergence has a couple models that can't be knocked down. Some with some pretty meaty fists. Mm-hmm. So it seems... I feel like they're gonna do something to change it in the near future, because it's going to become a thing where it's like you're just expecting someone to throw a model at you all the time now.
Yeah.
Whether it's in game or out of game.
Did I hear one time that Nathan Hoffman threw a model on top of Peg?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was just
that was a real thing. Yeah.
My only throw story I know.
Yeah, it's the no deviation on throws, which is a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of the minion players were doing at WTC, which I only watched the one game. I think the guy was Colin, I think was his name.
Oh, Colin from Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And watching that last game that he played was really awesome to see at the end where he had wrong eye, or no, yeah, wrong eye, charged the his opponent's caster, and I think he put fury on him, I think is what he did, and he took, like, he had to cut himself because he didn't have Snapjaw left, but that's how he won the game. That was kind of cool to see that, too, but I think that was the main thing, is people were throwing things at WTC, too. I know it has merits, I just don't want to do it. I don't care if I'm being stupid.
It's kind of like the new push, really.
Yeah.
You used to be able to push models, and you used to be able to slam your own models, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you used to be able to charge your own models.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
It's just the new that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's just not for me.
It feels dirty.
Kinda.
That's how I say it. It's like when you clock your opponent, or when your opponent clocks himself. It's like a tactic that just doesn't feel right. Like, it's valid and it's acceptable.
Yeah, right.
It just, like, internally doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I guess I don't morally justify what I'm doing on the table. I mean, shy of stuff that you aren't supposed to be able to do, you know. If it's a legal thing, I don't care about if it feels right or not, I guess. But I'm also an asshole, so.
Pro tip, don't care about what you're doing. If it's legal, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yep.
No?
All right, should we wrap it up here then?
Yeah, it's like 20 after 4. Yeah. We probably could. Do we have recommendations?
I didn't think of one.
I didn't think of one either. Mine are always crappy when I think of them, like, as we're trying to go through.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Recommendations.
The mumble. You can recommend coming and playing Destiny with me. It's a great time. It's so bad, Space Bees. Literally, I started playing. I streamed. Well, you guys can think about your recommendations, and I'll just go off. I streamed the new content story, all of the story missions, which Destiny is notorious for. Here's 2 hours of story missions, and then everything else is grind until you can raid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the raid, and then there's just nothing to do anymore. I started at 9 in the morning, and we finished the story content by 11. So it really was 2 hours of story content. And then there's a lot of little things that we're finding along the way. You definitely pay $30 for not quite $30 of content. When you compare it to, like, a WoW expansion, they're like, what, 50, 60?
50, thereabouts. I think it was like 40 bucks for just the plain expansion, 60 for the extra stuff.
Like 60, not in addition, like together
total. Oh, together total, yep.
Yeah. So that, like, we paid 30 for this one, and then you don't pay your monthly, like, fee to play, but it's still just, like, you realize how little content you get for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, feels really good. I named that party 45 Minutes of Nothing. And Space Bees.
Spees.
Spees.
On the subject of games, I guess I'll recommend Darkest Dungeon. I've been playing it for a while now, and it's basically the equivalent of an iPad touch game on that's HP Lovecraft, the game. So, okay. It's a dungeon crawler where you each dungeon has an objective, and they're all completely randomized, so there's no two people have the same ones, where you need to look in 90% of all the rooms, you have to complete all the room battles. Sometimes there are a couple special ones where you have to get all three bags of grain that are scattered randomly throughout the map, or stuff like that. And you're trying to rebuild this little, like, basically a city that was taken over by Cthulhu or Dagon's minions. So.
It's a mobile game?
I don't think it's a mobile game, but it plays like a mobile game would. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good, though. It was only like $10, so good Steam sale.
Just thinking about a stupid post that I read on Tumblr where what if Cthulhu thought humans were like ants?
I'm pretty sure he does.
In the sense of, like, ants are gross and you want to, like icky squish them, make them go away.
I mean, that makes sense. And I've been reading some of Lovecraft's... I had never had a chance to read any of Lovecraft's mythology or anything until recently, and that makes sense in context. They just need to be turned into fish people. He's doing us a favor, guys.
In response to Fredox, you said you've been thinking about playing WoW again. I've been clean for years.
Don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
It's really not that bad. So we got
the Crack expansion. Horse say the same thing. It's not that bad. Don't do it.
We started late because I bought Aaron's special edition really late. So we got it probably September 10th, and we just dinged 110. Yes, fishing. Fishing is fucking amazing. Oh, I love fishing. I do all the boring shit in WoW.
I was just gonna say, that's like the least interesting thing you could possibly do in WoW.
And I love it. I make so much money.
I know, but you think that fishing is boring in real life.
But I like it in real life.
I like fishing.
Okay, I don't like fishing in real life.
No,
it's very, you don't fish when you fish in real life is how it works.
That's true. You drink beer.
WoW is not my recommendation, but
if you pay, kinda is though.
I was gonna say if you pay for 1 month, you could always, because this is what I'm doing. I paid for my first
gateway
month.
Drug, guys. Just pay for your first month.
But then you can pay gold to pay subsequently after that, so it's not that bad. And gold really easy to farm. But my actual recommendation was Aaron picked up the Marvel Versus system for his birthday. And if any of you remember Versus before, it was pretty fucking awful. I also have the salty title. Okay, fun fact real quick. So my character's name in WoW is Raris, so I always go salty Raris. But then one day I decided to play a mage, and I'm just random name generating. Whore came up. H-O-R. And I'm like, this is destiny.
Salty whore.
Salty whore. And then I also have a title. It's called The Explorer. So I sometimes do Whore the Explorer.
So, Dagon the movie. Is that like a terrible monster flick? Because I'm in.
Yeah, I'm always. If that's I'm like, if that's like, B-films.
If that's like Godzilla where you could see the zipper, I'm in.
Those are the best movies.
It was great. The most recent one was a shit pile, but that one was great. Oh, recommendation, not playing WoW.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. Not judging you guys.
So we have both playing WoW and not playing WoW in our recommendations.
I think I've played like 5 hours of WoW in my entire life. Like, someone was like, we should play. And I was just like, okay. And I started playing and I was like, this is not fun.
That's kind of like somebody who just tries pot a couple times and then just decides it's not for them. Like, yeah. That's cool.
Well, that's why they have the boost. So then you can get up to like 100. So you can go past all the boring shit and get to the good stuff. Because honestly, leveling is kind of a grind.
She's saying that you should jump straight to cocaine.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That makes
get
more
past
sense.
The boring weed and go straight to coke.
Okay. Sounds like a good but time.
Back to Versus. Sorry. So the Versus, when it first came out, was kind of awful because it was basically magic. You had to open random packs to get random cards and build your deck, which sucked. But the new Versus that came out is made by Upper Deck, which also did Legendary, which is an amazing game in itself. And so Aaron and I played our first game yesterday, and it's all contained. So you don't need open packs. You get all the freaking cards.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm all for not opening random packs of cards.
I'm all for not having to buy more things to play a game that is going to get stagnant.
Yep. So it was fun. We need to build our own decks just because the pre-made ones are kind of awful, but I really enjoyed it. Oh, the Dagon movie with Spanish or something?
Is it Spanish? Like, it's a Spanish movie with subtitles? Because if it doesn't have subtitles, I don't think I can watch it. I don't speak enough Spanish. Maybe it's still really good if I can't understand what's going on.
I might be able to get most of it if it's Spanish. My Spanish is okay.
My Spanish teacher failed me.
Mine did, too. I've just picked it up from work.
I feel like I know as far as, like, donde está mi pantalones. Like, that's the only Spanish I know, and maybe to, like, count to five. Like, I just keep looking over it because things keep happening, and it gets really quiet, and we're all just reading the chat.
So I'm having to explain to my dad the article that you linked.
Yes! Yeah, he
wins! My dad's like, who writes for Lost Aspect? I'm like, that's not us.
Oh, that's excellent. That makes me so happy. Your dad, Red Moon Kin Erotica.
Her face is so red, it's precious.
Oh, that's great.
My poor dad. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Things that's you never perfect. Want to explain to your father.
Yeah. Nope. Wow, erotica. No thanks.
All right.
This is some weird conversations.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else?
That's recommending that. Explaining wow erotica to your somebody family.
Somebody said just to tell him it was Celeste.
My poor father. Oh,
that's great.
Now do you I'm have so to do happy. A like, standard shout for Andy?
Andy!
Oh.
Okay, well, Andy's going to come up the stairs.
I don't know what...
Hurry up, Andy.
Super out of things to talk about.
Oh, recommendation. Do not let parents read Lost Aspect articles.
That's a very good thing.
I'll vouch for that.
I feel like that page is just becoming more and more, like, ridiculous shit. Like the Sailor Moon music video.
Oh my God, that was like, so bad.
Kin Erotica. Let your parents
read. No, did you see the thing that Jackie linked?
I didn't link it. I just copied and pasted it.
My dad read it.
It's Moonkin Erotica.
It talks like, about...
It's explicit Moonkin Erotica. You should read it, by the way. No. It's quite good.
The internet is full of wonderful things like that.
I got my own tastes and form.
Okay, fair enough.
It's like dancing.
But if you feel like... But if you feel like reading about 14-inch rods on Moonkin...
By Fuckbeard.
No. Okay. Beard is such a great name.
I regret every inch of...
All 14 of them.
Every inch of my story, you guys, the vampire.
Yeah. Everyone says hi, Andy, by the way.
Yeah. I'll be on the podcast in a few hours. Not to talk about Moonkin.
No, you're no fun.